Hello.
Kande, good morning to you. Abdul Thomas here.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad. How the body, pa? How are you?
Not bad at all, not bad at all.
At long last, we managed to hook up.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the Sierra Leone Telegraph, and I would like to carry out a very short interview. And first of all, I just want to ask you about the current constitutional crisis in Sierra Leone. I guess my readers will be very curious to want to find out what your views are. We know that you've been actively following the issues relating to the vice president. What is your assessment of the situation?
During the past 2 weeks, I have been having consultations with lawyers, legal scholars, having political people within Sierra Leone to see what does the Constitution say. And some of the lawyers directed me to the most important section, which is sections 50, 51, and 55 of Act Number 6. And emphasizing that what we have now is a big legal issue and a constitutional issue. Does the president have the authority to fire or relieve of his duties the vice president who was co-elected? And for them, it's a fundamental constitutional issue. And so that's, I've been consulting far and wide on that. And in fact, indeed, it is a legal issue. Second, which constitution is subordinate? Is it the party constitution or the national constitution? And the unanimous view of all these are real legal scholars, even, I mean, in the diaspora and so on, that are teaching law. They think this constitution of Sierra Leone that is supreme. All other constitutions are subordinate. They say so. In the case of appointing and dismissing VP, it is the supreme constitutional state, and that is an elective office. There was a deliberate attempt in 91 to protect that office, of the office of the president and the vice president. That there is a clear process how you appoint, and more importantly, how you dismiss. So I've spent time consulting on that.
So, okay, what should happen now? What should be done now?
Supreme Court. All of this should go to the Supreme Court. Political parties, civil society groups can express their views in various forms guaranteed under the Constitution. They have the full right to do that. But now it is a Supreme Court issue. This is about interpretation of the Constitution. You and I, ordinary citizens, other lawyers, can give our views. It's all useful. But what is most important, it's what the Supreme Court says, those judges. And for them, it's a huge moral question. The whole foundation of our democracy is now in their hands. They will decide for posterity whether the president of the republic has that authority to hire, to recruit and dismiss a vice president. And it will set a major precedent. And many of them have told me that this has such big implications, we cannot afford to mess with it.
Well, I mean, as you know, on Saturday, on Friday rather, the Sierra Leone Bar Association were having their meeting to deliberate on this thorny issue, and the meeting was actually broken up by the police. Are you concerned that tension could escalate? Hello? 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 Okay, I will call again.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, Kande, the phone got cut off again. Yes, as we were saying before, just one other question. Are you concerned that tension could escalate?
Yes, I am. But we should all call for calm. At the same time, we must ensure that people are free to express their views. I was very troubled when I heard about the lawyer's meeting being disrupted. They have the freedom to associate. They have the freedom to express their views and debate. My brother, if lawyers cannot meet and debate a constitutional issue, then who should?
Mm-hmm.
I am learning. They should be free to do that. And I do hope, again, we call for calm. We don't need tension in this country, but at least we should be free to talk. This is too serious, not for people not to express their views. Mm-hmm. Civil society, anybody should be concerned about how this is resolved by the judges.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, some people will say that, well, you know, this matter has been bubbling for about 2 weeks now, and we haven't heard from Kande. And so why the silence in the past 2 weeks?
Because it is a legal matter. I'm no lawyer. It is also political, but it is legal first. So that's how I've trained myself. You ask for facts, you research, you call those who are subject matter specialists. Like, you are a journalist. I'm not. This is a legal matter. I cannot pretend that I'm a lawyer. I have to ask, and I have really spent quality time. I have briefs written by lawyers and people who teach law on this. So after now seeing that, and then also seeing the views expressed by somebody I respect a lot, Justice Abdoulaye Konté, and of course Charles,
yeah,
I said, fine, now that I know myself, based on my research and analysis, and I see this legal luminary, now it's time for me to express my own two cents of knowledge.
Okay, are you hopeful? Do you see hope for a speedy resolution to this vexing issue?
I believe that there is a way to resolve it. First of all, the first step is the Supreme Court. But meanwhile, I want to urge government to engage with the opposition. It is also a political matter. Of course it is a political matter. The opposition and the labor unions have a view on this. So I believe they should sit and talk. Because you saw what has happened. The opposition has also given ultimatum. I'm willing to make myself available to see if I can help facilitate the dialogue. I mean, this is something I can offer. That's what I do in my international work. I facilitate dialogues amongst government, amongst multi-stakeholders. You see what I do in energy. So I think that there's a possibility in this week to see what can be done. I just came in, and I'm going to continue my consultations now with different people, lawyers, also political leaders here.
I mean, some people are, this is a final question, Kande, if you don't mind. So some people are urging the opposition members of parliament to table a motion in parliament for, indeed, an impeachment of the president. Is that something that is popular?
I don't know. I just came in. I'll be assessing for myself now, talking to leaders. I'll talk to MPs. I'll talk to others. I'll seek an appointment with the president as well, just to talk to him. Like, any way I can help to de-escalate and get de-escalate, meaning get a legal resolution of this matter. So it is serious, but again, I just arrived. I cannot say what the MPs are planning to do, but hopefully in the next several hours, I'll have an opportunity to talk to some of them, which I intend to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kande, and, you know, all the best in whatever you do. And it's really good to see you back in Sierra Leone. I'm sure a lot of people would welcome your arrival to help not only in the country's development, but also to find a way through in tackling the current Ebola crisis. We will try and arrange another interview again to talk about the Ebola crisis and what needs to be done to bring it down to zero cases. But in the meantime, thank you very much, Kande.
Thanks a lot. All the best, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.